Case number 13165, Sierra Village, Lot F99, seeks variances from the separation requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Atlantic Avenue. The 911 address is 20077 Atlantic Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3068. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and 14 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and the deck on Lot F101, a 7.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed HVAC and the manufactured home on Lot F101, a 6.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the manufactured home on Lot F101, a 7.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the manufactured home on Lot F97, a 7.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the landing on Lot F97. The proposed landings will comply with the 16-foot separation requirement, and the proposed manufactured home complies with the 16-foot separation requirement to an existing landing on Lot F97. And the lot on the mobile home on Lot F97 has been on the lot since 1970s, and the manufactured home on Lot F101, I believe, since the 1990s, per county record.
Bennett, you can come up, be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Amy Bennett, 19837 Sierra Village in Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you mind if I just start real quick and ask Jenny if we have the same survey? Because it looks like it might not have been the updated one that I sent in.
Survey that we have in our packet is December 23, 2025.
So the right side of the building on the property line or short of the property line?
We show the right side of the proposed building being on the 5.1 feet from lot F101.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure.
And I apologize. I noticed it says December 23, 2025. There is a asterisk that says drawing revised on January 20, 2026.
Perfect. Thank you.
Is that the one we're looking at, the right one? Thank you.
Sorry. After we got the original survey, we did a little movement just to make it more compliant with the rest of the neighborhood. Okay. I'm Amy. I'm from Sierra Village in Rehoboth Beach. I run a manufactured community mixed-use RV and manufactured homes. Our community was laid out in the 1950s and 60s. Prior to the current separation distance requirements that for Sussex County zoning, our lots are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. And what we're doing today is we're looking to replace a defunct building on property that was surrendered to us with an unrepairable roof. We've selected a standard size floor plan for this lot that's comparable to other new homes in the community. But given the size of the lots, we're unable to place that on the lot with required setbacks. The narrow width of the lot and the previous build out of the surrounding adjacent lots makes it difficult for us to place the new manufactured home consistent with your zoning code. Particularly, the neighbor on the right has a room build out and a deck that are less than 10 feet from the property line. Due to the uniqueness of the current property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code. We're proposing to place a normal width manufactured home that's consistent with our new homes and a standard size shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but we're unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between the neighboring manufactured homes and their accessory structures. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and without the said variance, the property cannot otherwise be developed. In this case, the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. The narrowness of the property greatly limits our buildable area thereof, and the development of the nearby lots, especially those nearer to the lot lines and neighboring homes, have added to that. Just in addition to that, all of the homes on this street are slightly irregular as they are stepped a few feet left of the lot line boundaries, which has created a cascading effect as you go down the road. Each home places slightly more to the left than the last. These variances will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. They will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor will they be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. We're seeking this variance to add to conformity to the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. Lastly, these variances sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible. The home is the narrowest currently available and minimizes the need for additional variances on the property. That's all.
Any questions from the board?
Is it possible to still find manufactured homes that are built in the size that they used to be at that time, or is it?
It is possible, but the manufacturer, the factory that we're purchasing from in Lewistown, is not giving us smaller options. They're doing 16 wides and double wides.
Look at any other?
We have an ongoing relationship with the manufacturer. Like, we purchase directly from the factory.
So everything seems to be within, for this lot itself, within the building restriction line. Everything's placed in there.
That's correct.
So would it be accurate to say that the positioning of the homes and their decks and their landings has created is partially responsible for the issues and the variances you are requesting?
That's accurate, but to add to that also, I didn't mention previously, the home that was there previously was a single wide with a full-size addition. So by putting the new home in, we're actually bringing it back into regulation because we're correcting some of the issues that were previously not within zoning.
The AC is not in the... The AC is the only thing that's not in the...
So my understanding was the AC could go 3 feet into the 5-foot setback. Not, if that's not correct, we can move the building over, but if we do that, we do get closer to the neighboring dwelling on F-97.
I think it's just the separation distances from the to the right.
And they have an addition that is within 10 feet of the property line, so it kind of leaves us in a hard place.
To that point.
All the other storage buildings in the area are roughly the same size, 8x10?
For the most part, our community rules since 2005 have disallowed anything larger than 10x10.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have there been any discussions with neighbors about this proposal, the 101 and 97?
I think this will be a welcome improvement to the neighborhood. The prior resident's home was very dysfunctional. He had tarps and stuff over the top because he couldn't get the roof fixed.
One of the things I'm looking at here is, do you have adequate parking for the residences?
We do. We have a two-car driveway, front to back.
Okay. So that would be on the north side of the property along the lot line with F-97?
Northeast, yes. Okay.
And then, where was the other home located? You said it was a single wide with an addition, but I know sometimes we would get these drawings from your outfit with kind of hash marks showing where it was located. Where approximately was it located?
It was slightly left of the current placement, but wider and shorter.
So it would have been closer to the homes on lot 97?
Correct.
Lot 101. Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? If you could have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13165? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13165? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13165 for Sierra Village. The property has unique physical conditions in that the property, neighboring properties were developed prior to the current county code, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. This exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, and a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13165 has been approved.